We are going to be sharing spooky stories around the mic. It is that time of the year, and we have decided we're going to skip the creepy clown stories and travel back 4,000 years to learn about the very first ghost stories from ancient Mesopotamia. Joining us to talk all about these groundbreaking myths and legends is Assyriologist and author Dr. Louise Pryke. Welcome, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
It's a pleasure to have you on 2SER. So, Louise, can you tell us very briefly, for those of us who are not in the know, who were the Mesopotamians?
Right. So the Mesopotamians are like an ancient, well, a series of ancient civilizations living sort of around between 4,000 to 1,000 years ago in where modern-day Iraq is. They have a lot of firsts, like the first writing comes from Mesopotamia, their breakthroughs with agriculture, the first cities and so forth.
That's amazing. And what were these first ghost stories that they were recording?
Right. So we see our first, because they have the first literature that we know of, we also get the first ghost stories from ancient Mesopotamia. And the first ghost in Mesopotamian myth was created at the same time as the first human. And so this all came about through the death of a rebellious god. So what happens was the great deities at the beginning of time, they didn't want to do their own work, and so they got some lesser deities to do it, but they found it too much of a chore, and so they had a rebellion. And the great deities were like, okay, we need to find someone else to do the work, but we also need to punish these lesser deities. And so their solution was to create humans. And so humans were created to do this burdensome work that nobody else wanted to do, digging canals, creating food and so forth. And the way they made the people was they killed the leader of the rebellion and they mixed together his blood with clay and made humans. But the other thing they mixed together in the clay and the blood was his spirit. And so the Mesopotamians believed that when you felt your pulse and you could feel that thud, thud, thud of your pulse, that that was actually an ancient drumbeat signaling the presence of this ghost of a dead god that had given his life to start humankind.
Wow, that's quite an incredible story. And very interesting that the gods decided, oh, we need someone to do all our work for us.
Exactly. Yep.
So what other kinds of ghosts were the Mesopotamians writing about?
Well, look, all kinds of ghosts. And the thing is, in one day, we kind of often think of ghosts as being, you know, bad or scary. But in ancient Mesopotamia, sometimes your ghosts that surrounded you could just be like your dead ancestors who were just looking out for you, who were just trying to, like, protect you from evil and maybe, like, make you feel better if you were unwell or so forth. But at the same time, they also had their scary, spooky ghosts. And those were generally ghosts that had maybe being neglected by their ancestors, because it was really important that as much as your dead ancestors looked after you, you also had to look after them by giving them food offerings and just remembering their memory in a positive way. So if you didn't do that, they might become an angry ghost that might in some way haunt you, interfere with you, make life difficult, or cause illness even.
That's really interesting. So what other impacts did these stories have on shaping the cultures and practices at the time?
Look, they really shaped a lot of culture because religion was part of everything in ancient Mesopotamia. And so it was part of life, but it was also part of death. And so it was the way that people looked after the memory of their dead ancestors helped people to stay together as communities in the face of the loss of a loved one. But it also shaped how they thought about their gods. And so often they had stories about gods who filled this really important role in terms of, like, for example, they had the Gilgamesh, who has a famous epic, but was also an underworld god. And part of his role was to just keep the living and the dead in their right spheres. And so no unauthorized crossover. And so if you were having a problem with an ancient ghost, then you could go to Gilgamesh and say, hey, can you please sort this out? And he would send everybody back to their right box. And so it was part of their religious life. It was part of their social connection. It was how they planned for their own deaths. So people would take grave goods with them because, you know, you might need some board games or you might need some makeup or you might need even maybe a weapon in the afterlife. And so you'd be buried with these things that you might then need later on.
That's incredible. I can imagine that these stories would go on to influence many other tales later on. What influences can we see in some popular texts that we enjoy today, or maybe some more modern recent texts?
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, for example, I mean, the idea of the afterlife, the underworld being somewhere that you have to go on a long journey after death to reach is something that we see in the classical world as well. There's this idea about crossing a river. We see the river Kuba in Mesopotamia, and then the river Styx in Greek religion. But then in the modern day, it's really interesting because we see some of these ideas about Mesopotamian ghosts and demons turning up in horror films. So if you've seen like The Exorcist, then there's this Mesopotamian demon, Pazuzu, who in the film possesses the little girl, Reagan, which is interesting because in ancient Mesopotamia, Pazuzu's role was actually to protect children from a much scarier demon named Namushtu. And she was wandering around with kind of like a lion head and like walking around with two snakes in her hands, and she would kidnap babies and interfere with pregnant mothers.
Wow, that is very interesting. Do we see a lot of Mesopotamian ghosts appearing in modern day films?
Sometimes, well, I actually think we see more than we might expect, considering the fact that, you know, the culture of Mesopotamia, the writing culture of Mesopotamia was lost for about 2,000 years, which is why it's not as familiar to us as, say, Greek and Roman myths. But it turns up in things like Ghostbusters, where there's like a Sumerian god who's referenced possessing people, or in Evil Dead, where there's a Sumerian book that is meant to, you know, bring up the dead. And I think it's because there's this idea that it is this terrifying ancient place about which we don't know very much. But I think that the great antiquity of ancient Mesopotamia, because it's like some of the writing is 5,000 years old, gives this sense of the unknown and the mystery that I think pop culture and particularly horror films can really feed off.
That's great. And if I ever happen to be haunted by a Mesopotamian ghost, yes, what would you recommend to do to appease said spirit?
Well, that's a great question. I should say, I hope that never happens. And also I should say, I'm not an expert because this was a professional role in ancient Mesopotamia. So they would have necromancers who did this as a job. But what they would tend to do is first they would start with things like appeasement. So make sure that you weren't feeling neglected, your ghost, I mean, in terms of things like having food offerings, in terms of having the ghost's name remembered, and so you'd say its name out loud, and in terms of maybe perhaps the ghost might be from someone who hadn't had a proper burial the first time, so maybe reburying them or going through like a kind of like ritual burial so they feel safely interred. But if that didn't work, you might have to get a little bit more hardcore and start doing things like expulsion rituals, magic, things involving magical incantations and like props. Like apparently donkey urine has some sort of magical property against ghosts.
Not in The Exorcist, I don't believe, but pretty good. Thank you so much, Dr. Louise Prague, for all of that amazing information on ancient Mesopotamian ghost stories.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Thank you so much. That was Dr. Louise Prague, a Assyriologist and ancient historian. If you want to learn more about ancient myths from the Near East, then make sure you check out her amazing books on the topic.